I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. The New York Times says that Washington State's online voter registration system is not secure. Times reporters took less than 3 minutes to get all the information they needed to update the registrations of several prominent executives in Washington State. That means a computer hacker could, in theory, change a person's address before the election so they do not receive a ballot. Steve Excel is Washington State's Assistant Secretary of State. Steve, your office is in charge of making sure elections and voter registration is clean. What's your response to these reports that our online voter registration system can be and has been hacked?
You can now change your voter registration address or register to vote with a paper form. And someone could fraudulently fill out a paper form and submit it and accomplish that. It's actually a little more difficult to do it online. Washington State has offered the ability to register to vote online or to change your address for almost 5 years now, and we've had 500,000 transactions and not one case of abuse or fraud. The article came out the end of last week, and last Monday was the last date you could go online to change your address or to register to vote online. So now that the article is out, that avenue is not even open for the remainder of this election period. So if you go online now and change your address, you'll be changing it for the next election. Now, let me address the New York Times article. It's based on a thoughtful letter written by a cybersecurity expert, Professor Alex Halderman from the University of Michigan, and a couple of his colleagues. And they sent us a letter saying, after looking at what we can see of your website, we have some suggestions for hardening it, making it tougher for someone to potentially abuse it. Some of those things we had already implemented to one degree or another, and some we thought were good ideas and will be implementing. And I'll give you an example. We employ CAPTCHA. CAPTCHA is that little puzzle you see on various websites when you do a transaction that you have to read the squiggly little letters and numbers.
Right. That's supposed to make sure that a machine can't just go in and automatically fill out a form. So a human being has to read that and fill in the note.
Right, and we require CAPTCHA to keep a machine from trying to hack into our website or do a transaction, basically using robots or computers to do it without a human eyeballs being involved.
But the concern is someone could actually hire people to go in and type in those CAPTCHAs. Maybe a machine couldn't do it, but someone could initiate some method for voter fraud. And as you know, at the Secretary of State's office, we had an awful close governor's election not that long ago. Are you at all concerned that this system could be misused?
Well, we're always the one thing that is truly dynamic is cybersecurity. It's a hot topic. Nations are doing a lot to figuring out how to protect people online. We are constantly reviewing. We actually thought the letter from Professor Haldeman's team was very constructive, and we're using it as a checklist as we're reviewing our cybersecurity. We met with our own experts that are consultants last week and figured out how to do CAPTCHA better, how to do various things better. And also how to ask for something perhaps unique that you know that no one else would know and to harden up your ability to go online. But generally speaking, it's probably tougher for you to cheat online than it is to go to your local library and get a voter registration form.
Steve, we went to the Secretary of State's My Vote website this morning, and it said it was temporarily unavailable, and thank you for your patience while we improved the system. Were you making some improvements in response to this article?
Well, we've already made some improvements in response to basically the letter. The letter actually detailed the steps that they recommended. The reason you can't change your address now is last Monday was the statutory deadline to register to vote online. So on Monday, October 8th was your last day.
Okay.
And so basically there's deadlines down the road.
Right.
So we just passed that deadline.
Steve Excel, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Steve Excel, Washington's Assistant Secretary of State.